This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As MUT Radio, Sanganani Midday Show with myself, Lusanda Lusti. It's 11 minutes past 12. And I did tell you before the music we gave you, Uguti, we're having an interview with a very inspirational young lady from Mlazi Kamalako Ungwebo, a Zungu from Esidweni Lodge and Spa. So I hope that you will be inspired, of course. Please head over to our socials on Instagram. It is MUT Radio. On Twitter, please use the hashtag MUT Radio. Hope that you are ready for this interview. Hello, Mwebo.
Hello, Sisanjani.
Ngiyaphilanjani?
Ngiyaphila.
I'm good, all right.
You're right.
Hey, because Bella, we have inspirational Mondays, you know, and we're also live on our Instagram page, MUT Radio, so make sure that you head over to that one. I have a beautiful young lady, la.
Oh, my goodness, thank you.
Inspirational Mondays, Sisu, it's fun to go to the yet. We are from Umlaz, you are broadcasting in Mangosuthu right now, and Abantu, but our first priority is about Umlaz and Abantu from Durban. About Baselukshini, you know. So, how old are you, by the way?
I am 25. Will be turning 26 in October.
Yes, we're going to say business owner. So it's very important to go to Ezabat Besfazane in Pagatini, see Sugumele. Because in 7 I say, to be very honest, I say, we need to create our own job opportunities and employ people.
Very
right?
True. Very
yes.
True.
So please just tell me, Wuti, what made you start Esidweni Lodge and Spa?
Sanbona, Ninjani. What made me start was Gaitanda very beauty. I like making people look and feel beautiful. One of my sisters is a beauty therapist, so by profession. So ubenokufika nezinto ekhaya. I come from a family with amantombazane about 6.
Okay.
So nje ukwenza inzipho, ukwenza ikhanda, ukuzinakekela
yasemndenini
nje, and kufika ngisho omakhelwane bezokwenza, bekwaziwa nje ukuthi ekhaya leyo ndawo nje ukuthi la uzokwenza khona izinto. So it has always been a part of my life, and I wanted to ukuthi ngigcine sengiyiguqulile, ngithole indlela ukuthi ngenze imali ngayo.
Yes.
So that's how I started the spa business, and then kahle ngayiqala endaweni yami. It was just the spa, senza imassage khona, and then I was getting like messages from people asking me if sifika Ncebo sisuka kude, can we get like a place to sleep, and I was like, oh, all right.
I got
another idea. That's another idea. So there was indawo close by BNB, Ibingasebenzi for a very long time, so I decided to contact umuntu owayakha, and then kwaqala kanjalo. So I moved from indawo yami le then saya at the lodge. So yaqala kanjalo ke Esidweni Lodge and Spa. So now you can come even if usuka kude, ulale, and then just enjoy the experience.
Okay, so how many employees do you have at the moment?
At the moment, I have 2.
Okay.
At the spa, because senzele ukuthi okwamanje sisaqala, so that mase beqala ke banda abantu ngilokhe ngibaletha ngibaletha. Normally I ngithatha amantombazane uthole ukuthi ahlele emakhaya, asanda kuqeda matric, abafundi, because of uyazi nawe ukuthi izinto zinjani emhlabeni, then I train them, then mase ke bayasebenza.
So yini onayo kwispa sakho? Mhlambe angazi ngibiza ama packages ukuthi khona i-massage, khona i-micro what are the packages that you have? Listen, let me just go pamper umuntu wasekhaya, my mom, babuami, my brother, my partner, you know.
We have ama massages ahlukene kuya ngesikhathi ukuthi ufuna kube isikhathi singakanani, and also the different types of massages.
Okay.
Your back, your full body, your aromatherapy, and stuff like that ahlukahlukene. Right now we have June special. We also do inkophe. You can bring a partner along and you only pay the price for one. And then we have a microblading, a machine, semi permanent eyebrows, and we also have other activities, not just at the spa but at the lodge. You can come for a painting, you can come and hike. It's a beautiful place.
Really?
Yes.
Lamlazi.
Yebo.
Wait a minute.
People are always shocked.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hiking.
Yes, when they look at the pictures, they always ask me, I even love some lazy. I'm like, yes, some lazy guys to see. Yes, the good thing I'm going to, but I'm always looking around. So, man, I was like, hey, Linda, there's a river, there's trees, there's nature. So, it's just everything. Yes, and it's a spa, you're there to relax and calm down, and then just the ambience, right?
Because I love these things, you know. I love spoiler, and I know Mutu's father and I spoiler. So, what is the special we have for this month of June?
This special for month of June, if you you want to do ama hybrid lashes, you can bring a partner for only 150, very affordable. We also have a back massage for 45 minutes, 250. You can bring a partner, and then we have. Then we have, let me think, so it's the lashes. Oh, the microblading is also on special for 500 rand. Yes.
It's special for you, because you want to come over 1,000.
Microblading is 1,000 rand, sort ombre is 2,500 rand. Those are the standard prices, but this is just to draw people in befike bebone nendawo bazi ukuthi sikhona.
Okay, so let me say mhlambe ngilimalile mhlambe by my ankle or so, you know, and I cannot afford ukuthi ngiye ku doctor because kuyabiza ukuthi doctor for yonke lento leyo. But can I come to you for those certain things only and funa nje ukuthi umuntu mefuna ukuy spoiler nje kuphela, you know?
For us it's just to release the tension because logo sekudinga umuntu oy professional like a medical professional. Yes. Because are there no fractures or stuff like that? So no, it's just to release the tension and muscle pain. Just for relaxation.
And I'm sure that people at home do have questions for you. How can I start? Capital, what kind of certificate should I have? You know, all of those things. So if now you want to send a WhatsApp voice note or anything like that, it is 068-160-8832. You're still with us, right?
Yes.
Comments because I said, and they're like, oh, yes, So, yeah, I was still with Nlebo Zungu, and yeah, it's been a great interview, but so I know people have questions. So how much money or how much capital do you need to start a spa, a beauty spa?
There's no fixed price. There's no fixed price. Guzosuga, depending on what the person, the services that the person is
providing.
On my experience, in the medicine, as you would see, abanye abantu have people who are willing to support them financially, because we need kickstart, whereas with some of us, because by profession I am an educator.
Okay.
So last year I was working and I was able to save a substantial amount of money to be able to finance the business lam. So in order to know how much you're going to need is, first of all, what the AMA services that you want to offer, and then go about usayofuna AMA prices for everything that you're going to need. Only then can you be able to say, okay, this is the total amount of money that I'm going to need. But I guarantee you, even with that being said, I think you always need to have additional costs, like well, with me, I am such a perfectionist. And then also have low malinji just for emergencies. ukwazi ukulo.
Because khona nemali eqhamukeceleni, let's say on a special ne, kumele wenze poster manje, flyers, for advertising on foot on Facebook as well, so you are cooking for food manje for advertising as well, so
to post your post.
Yes, kumele ube naleyo mali leyo eceleni, you know.
Yeah, so yeah, kusiza nje ukuthi uplane kahle uhlale phansi. For me, I can say that for everything ngingasho ukuthi I've spent almost more than 50k, but it wasn't like once off. Oh, it's like ngifikeng phefumule ngithi whew, and then ngihlale phansi ngibe ngisebenza ngalokho okuncane nginako, then makufika something else I just add and add and add, and eventually you get there where you want to be. Omunye angakwazi ukuthi aqale into yakhe ibe right yonke into from the start. Omunye you build up, you just have to work with what you have, and not compare yourself.
Improvise.
Yes.
Okay, so when it comes to funding, umhlampo ukukhona indawo zazi ukuthi umuntu, let's say umuntu ethu ongana lutho like ongempela but ufuna ukuqala lento le, and imuntu uzothatha ukubheka, when it comes to starting a business you need imali ningi. Like asingadlali, you know, you need to save up a lot. So let's say umuntu or umfundi ufuna ukuqala into kanjalo ukuze kube a side hustle yakhe, akwazi ukukhokhela esikoleni, akwazi ukondla higher. Do you know ama site or ama companies angaya kuyona ukuze acele funding?
I do have abangani who we always share stuff nabo, so babe bengisendele. And one of the companies ebengeng as bona was Usida that sponsors ama businesses, but with them they sponsor already established businesses. And ngiyathanda ekuqaleni kweshow ukhulume wathi this is a radio station ufuna uniqala ngabantu basemlazi, and then like take it, but you're more focused on ilogishi. And the truth of the matter is with ilogishi, we don't nane colleagues sisuke sifunde kuzona, asibi nalabo bantu esingathi oh I know usibanibani is a business owner laphayana laphayana, ngingathi mangiyakuyena ngishare idea yami nayo, ang trust the end. For intombazane ekhule lokushini yafunde lokushini izoqhamuka ulapha phezulu ithi this is a business that I have, here is my spa, here I can't even write a proper proposal plan, yabo, a proper proposal, but I have the idea and I'm determined, yabo, and I know I'm going to make it, but it's difficult mawusuzo approach, but they don't take you seriously because of where you come from. So
sihlezi sizo kuzomele nje siqale from scratch,
yabona. So yeah, bakhona Osida, and another thing with them, it's like the way they design izinto zabo, it's for abantu about technologically advanced. Uzothi uyafika lapha kumele ungene kwiwebsite, I don't even have data to say hi, yabona. Abanye abantu abakwazi ukusebenzisa uGoogle, like people who really need the help,
kumele uprint uphinde ulo ubhale uphinde ufax or scan back yonke leyo nto leyo.
Yeah,
and also there's NYDA.
Yes,
it's very good ke yona, but I don't know ukuthi igcina kumalini ukuthi be sponsor rich.
Ezinye izinto, information, mafuna information kanjalo, futhi into engasiza ukuthi ukhulume namakhansela endawo, because omasipala mabekhipha izinto or kuzoba nama-event thizeni azokhulisa abantu ngekwezamabhizinisi, baxhumana namakhansela, then kube iwona a-distributor i-information. Njengamanje nje we're going to have one i-business failure kamnyandu. So
you lying to
you manje ngoba I think it's 18 June lapho nje, like I think 26, yeah. So such information about ama seminars kanjalo, just need to attend, mingle with abantu, khulume nje, and then yeah, create leyo
group
abantu la, yeah, in share khona.
Okay, so since we're about to wrap up the interview with you, because I'm not going to call out to now, because umuntu that is so intelligent ukwazi nokuchaza into nje nje broad, ube uprint out and think out of
by profession.
So abantu ke bafuna ukwazi kakhulu ngawe, bafuna ukwazi ukuthi bakubhuka kanjani on social media, ubani ama details akho, your contact details, wakwazi ukudrophela abalaleli bethu.
On social media, I am Ncebo Zungu on Facebook, and on Instagram, I am Ncebo Waters, and then my business number is 060-721-7335. If you would like to send us an email, email, ungasenda at esidwenilodge@gmail.com. If ufuna ukusenda something that is not related to Esidweni Lodge and Spa, you can send me on my personal email, ungcebo496@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Ngcebo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.